Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Giddy Up Bag of Tips for Oz Equipment Rentals. Supplying equipment to the construction, mining and roadworks industries. OzEquipment.com.
Time to find you a few winners thanks to Oz Equipment Rentals. Look them up at OzEquipment.com and the mighty Ultima Hotel in the heart of the Mallee. Today's wagering update brought to you by Bet365, the world's favourite online betting brand. What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Mitchie Lewis, a rare meeting at Warrnambool on this Monday. Hello to you again, mate.
Hello, Gareth. I found this a very interesting meeting. We're obviously going over the jumps in a few of the races, and I'm not sure if you've seen in race one, but we see Grand Promenade make his jumps to boot.
Yes, I have. It's always an interesting time because it's like at the end of March at the moment, and would you believe Warrnambool's just around the corner?
Yeah.
How quick is our life going? Are you going?
Well, yeah. I'm going to try to, yeah. So it's only just over the border, so I think I can make it to a couple. Gee, what about you? You reckon you'll get there?
I don't know yet. I think Essie and Track will be there, but I don't know if I'll get there or not. Just got to check what's happening. It's a busy time of the year, but I'd love to get there. For me, anyway, I'll probably do a better show if I'm in Melbourne because every time I go there, it's very difficult to get up in the morning.
And cold too, wouldn't it?
It's cold. You know? I love it, but it's just like, it's sort of like tough work, if you know what I mean, for a man hosting a morning breakfast show.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, let me know, because I think I'll make it. But like I said, I'm quite keen. I do like my jumps racing. I'm actually going to take Grand Promenade on. I just want to see him do it. He's such a short price. He's clearly standout flat horse.
He's been disappointing on the flat, I thought, but...
Yeah, but compared to the others, his flat form is a lot stronger. Yes. I watched his last trial replay. He got beaten by 12 lengths from a horse that's in this race, but I thought at a couple of the jumps, he might have just thought about it a little bit. So I think he's potentially... you can take him on in that race, but I've got better bets across the other places, Gareth.
So who are you backing then in that first race?
Well, the horse I put on top is the 3 Okatina for the Waterhouse Bot Team. This is the horse that beat Grand Promenade by 12 lengths. I thought he jumped them very clean in the recent trial. And the other horse I thought you could play around with is the 8 Khan's Prince, who we've seen go over the sticks before. So they're the two that I think are more value than Grand Prom. I think they're just attracted to him because of his flat form.
Okay, then. What else are you doing at Warrnambool today?
In race 3, I've got one. I'm keen to be with the fave, number 5, Pure Deal. He's resuming here. I thought his 2 trials were outstanding in the lead-up to this. He won them very impressively. He's only had 3 jumps races, but he's been very good in all of them. So I think the conditions will suit him today. He gets a good weight advantage on Count Zero, who's probably the class horse, but I think Pure Deal, first up off some really slick trials, probably looks the right one in that race for mine.
Yeah, what else have you got?
And then into race 7, number 6, Tequila Storm. Drops in grade here today, back on its home track. It was a little bit slow out at Moonee Valley, but stuck on quite nicely in a much stronger race than this. Barrier 3 here and Lind are on. If we can settle a little bit more forwards today over the 1,000 metres, I think Tequila Storm is going to be in a handy position, given some of the other horses with speed are drawn outside. So if they can hold a position near the rails on Tequila Storm, I reckon it's going to be pretty hard to run down.
So race 3, number 5, Pure Steel, Tequila Storm, race 7, number 6. Anything else?
No, they're just the two for today there, G-Man. Like I said, I'm probably willing to risk Grand Promenade in the start, and outside of that, I'll watch the rest.
Good on you, Mitchie. You're a champ.
Thank you, mate. You have a good day. Good luck, punters.
There we go. There's Mitchie Lewis. Let's catch up with Luke Hovhaniemi, and he's done the form for Grafton and Newcastle today in New South Wales. G'day to you, Lukey.
Morning, Gareth.
Soft seven at Newcastle. We'll start off with that seven race program.
Easy. So we'll go to race three, number five, Ensign Parker. Fourth up and ready to peak here. He can get us off to hopefully a flying start. He was held back by shocking barrier draws at all three starts so far this preparation, and he finally gets a gate to show his best. Michaela Weir goes on in the saddle, and she'll use him up early to get him up in the leading division. And there isn't a lot of speed in this event, so if he lands the leaders back here, it looks like his race to lose. So he's about 350 at the moment currently. I think that's great value for him.
Yep. So race three, number five, Ensign Parker. What else have you got for us?
Then we'll go to race five, number one, Corvallist. This four-year-old gelding, he's been awfully unlucky not to break through so far in his career. And I love how he's starting straight up here over the 1,200 metres. He's had two lead-up trials, and they've both been over the longer distance. So he should be race fit and have a bit of energy left over the end of the distance. He draws beautifully in barrier two. He gets Dylan Gibbons in the saddle. He's going to get the run of the race here, and he looks an excellent chance to break through for his first career win.
So race five, number one, Corvallis. Then the final of your specials?
Then we'll go to Grafton. We've just got the one play at Grafton. So race five, number seven, Nasdaq Dubai. Getting about $11 at the moment. I think that's a huge price. He's had two runs currently, and he's really enjoying country life here with the Grisdale team. He's showing a return to form that he had when he was a youngster with Sterling Alexio. And his last two runs have been full of merit. So now third up, he's ready to peak. John Grisdale goes in the saddle, so you always love a family connection, and he will land him in a great position up on speed. He's tactically versatile, and he handles all ground conditions, so happy to play him each way.
Beautiful Nasdaq Dubai around, what, $11 and $3.10 the place at Grafton Race 5, number 7.
That's it.
All right then, mate, what did you make of Rose Hill on Saturday? Any horses to follow? Any horses that impressed you?
I'm trying to wipe the meaning from my brain. Had a little ticket each way on Coleman in the slipper, I thought I was home for all money, and he's been nutted on the line.
Well, you got something anyway.
Yeah, 100%. It was always good to get the place. Then the other one, the horse I really want to follow from the meeting is Chol Wolf. Yes. I've had an opinion on this horse for quite a while, and I think once they step him up even a bit further in distance, he's showing no signs of slowing down. So he came up against arguably one of the best Group 1 stayers as a three-year-old, which is Riff Rocket. But, now we'll really see him when he gets maybe a bit down in grade. I think he'll look very hard to beat.
Yeah, talking to Joe Pride throughout this carnival, that Sia Wolf is a horse that he's, like he said, Gareth, this is the second best horse in my stable behind Think About It. And the Derby's always been their big aim, and they've made sure that they've rode him like to get him to settle, to teach him so he can be at his very best for the Derby. There's been opportunities where they've drawn low and they probably could have hunted him out the gate a little bit to get him to settle a lot more closer in his races. But it's been a plan of theirs to get him to peak for Derby Day. And, I think he's $9 with bet365. So he could be a play there, mate.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, I'm happy to step in. If he's around $9-$10, I'm more than happy to chime in, because I think he's got stayer written all over him. So, yep, I'm happy to play. And the other horse I think is worth just keeping an eye on, Long Jeans. He ran in the midway in the first race on the card.
Yeah.
He settled a mile back in the field, and we didn't get the chocolates on the day, but he flashed home out wide. He's definitely one to follow, especially if he gets up to 1,800, 1,900 metres. I'd be happy to play him next start.
All right, then we'll jot those two horses in our black book as well. Good on you, mate. Thanks for that.
Cheers, Gareth. Have a good one.
Yeah, there's Luke Hovhaniemi in there. Darren Carroll joined us. We've got Maribor. He's been a busy man. He's been at Own yesterday. I don't know if he was at Melton Saturday night. G'day, Daz.
Morning, Gareth. Yeah, I know Melton said that night, but Own yesterday. Great Daz racing at Own yesterday. You know, real grassroots racing. And
yeah,
it's just refreshing to see a really good crowd there. So they had probably one of the best crowds I've seen there in probably the last, 5 to 10 years, isn't it? It was really good.
Harness racing going strong in the Mallee after, looking at the pictures at Birchip, it was a healthy crowd in our own.
Yep, absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more. So, no, they're doing a good job. And both clubs, deserve the success they get. And Charlton was pretty similar. Great crowd there too. So, going very strong.
All right, mate. What about at Maribor today?
Yeah, Maribor today. Race 3, number 2, Polly Peachum was the first tip.
One of my favourites, yeah. Polly.
You like Polly?
Do you know why I love Polly? Is because you know what you're going to get with her.
Oh, yeah.
She's got a driver that we can't pronounce, and we know what we're going to get with her.
Yeah, we sure do. The driver we can't pronounce is not driving today. So it's one of those drivers that's less than 25 wins. So gets Tasman Potter, and I reckon Tasman will really suit him.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. And look, I'd probably prefer it over the sprint distance, but this mare's in such good form, I'd really tip her over this distance. But she's just in probably career best form at the moment. There's a bit of gate speed there, but we know she's got such good gate speed, so she'll either be leader or behind leader. I'd rather in front, but gee, she'll run a super race. So I'm keen on her race 3, number 2.
Is there any
about $3.50.
So is there a nuisance that might take her on, or do they think, well, Polly's a leader, they'll just leave her alone?
Yeah, let's hope so. Ruby Wingate
is a sit sprinter, isn't it?
It did hand up last time as well, so over the distance. So, yeah. It looks like we find the lead. So.
And we've been X'd a few times by young Benny Zeria.
Benny's very aggressive, but he also did drive this horse when he did hand up. So I'm hoping that's the case, Gareth.
All right, then. So we've got Polly Peachum, so that's race 2, number 3. Yep.
Another one I like is race 8, number 6, Royal Division. It's an interesting race because last start at Horsham on Horsham Cup Day, Royal Division and Katunga Express, who's drawn 3, dead-heated. So we get a good look at them. But crucial to that was last time Royal Division quite easily led, but Katunga Express sat on its back. This today won't be the case. Royal Division will cross, but Katunga Express will have to either be sit past or come with a run a bit wider. So I'm pretty confident that Royal Division will beat Katunga Express as a result of that. Will be the leader and very, very hard to beat. So race 8, number 6, Royal Division's the other bet. So they're the two for the day.
All right, mate. What did you make of Melton on Saturday? There were so many highlights there at headquarters.
You were right again, Gareth.
No, I wasn't, was I?
Yes, I
didn't want to bring it up.
I'm really jet, so yeah, you're right. And you're right in Nathan Jack perfection at the start. You see he timed the start to perfection.
He was hanging off the gate. I was thinking, Daz. Yeah. And then I heard you praise him for being on Trot's Vision, I read that on social media. I was nearly going to text you. I said, has he talked you into it yet? And to be honest, I was only confident with that mare because of what Nathan tweeted midweek when someone was saying it would get crossed.
Yeah, that's right.
But he's too
it was surprising
smart.
That in play, Gareth, you could still get $1.90 to $2 in play. So that was the way to bet.
Once he led.
With Queen Elida out the back, you could still bail out and square up on the race if you're on Queen Elida. So there was options there during the race, and I certainly bailed out. When Queen Lyda was so far back, and she just couldn't win, could she?
She was 100. She was mighty in defeat. She was 100-1 after 200 meters. Queen Elida,
should have been. I don't think.
I don't think Just Believe could have won where she was.
No, I agree. So she was good in defeat. Gee, how good was Triple Eight?
They backed him as well. Are you surprised that that the team from WA have picked up Catch a Wave for the Quokka? I mean, the Nullarbor. The connections there of Magnificent Storm. I think he'd be a good Gloucester Park horse with his gate speed, but over a staying trip, I don't know. If it was a 1,700 or 2,200 metre race, the Quokka, I would say yep, but I don't know him over a trip anymore.
Yeah, I think the key bottled up with one run, Gareth. I mean, he won't be the one they're hunting. He can be the hunter, driving with one run, and depends what other options they had. But he'd be a good option to have if they're running out of options. So, I think with the right run, he'd be very dangerous.
Yeah, I think like his Victoria Cup. If you have to go back and have a look at the biggest runs of the year. And you had a top five of the biggest runs of the year by any horse. Leap to Fame would dominate those top five spots. But I think Catch a Wave's effort in the Victoria Cup, it would nearly be the number one for mine.
Yeah, like, absolutely. It was monstrous. You don't do that.
They don't do what he did that night.
So based on that, based on the way I think that, you know, they really want to drive him in the future, he certainly can't be discounted as a chance, but I don't underestimate the huge task it is to go over there and take on the first guys. They don't like losing to the interstate ones, as we know, but they did last time. They got the pants pulled down last year.
That won't be happening again. Well, Kate Gathen, and like, she's got family with David Thompson over there, so she's sort of got a little bit of, like, she's not a complete...
You claim her as a local, you think?
Well, they wouldn't claim her, but she's a cousin in a way. Like, she's not a complete and utter stranger.
No, they'll look after them, you reckon?
Oh, I don't know if they'll look after them, but, like those young... Well, Jack Callaghan's found love these days in WA, so it could be a little bit different as well. So, I don't know. Well, Cameron Hart definitely won't be welcome with open arms. Oh, they're not going back, I don't think. Anyway, it's going to be a great race. The New Zealand races aren't far away as well, and we've got Bathurst this Saturday night, which is always a great meeting.
Yeah, and then Majura Cup Carnival the week after, so still plenty going on, Gareth.
Look out. Good on you, Daz. Thanks for that, mate.
See you, bud.
There we go. There's Darren Carroll. That is Bag of Tips. Thanks to Oz Equipment Rentals. Look them up at ozequipment.com. And if you're heading to Mildura for the Cup Carnival and you're coming from southern part of Victoria, make sure that you drop by the Ultima Hotel. Go the Swan Hill way. It's on the way, basically, to Mildura. Pop in and say hello to Shane Bennett and the team.